Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer. Distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org. Bob, the website, your organization's website. What about your own website?
BobMcTeer.com.
Check it out. They find your blog there too, can't they?
Yeah, from that homepage, you can click on my blog. And I also, all my blogs go up on the Forbes blog too. They've given me my own page.
Right. Exactly. So that's BobMcTeer.com and NCPA.org, and also find Bob on Forbes. Bob, talk to us about the economy. What do you see out there right now?
Well, it's weak, but just a few months ago, we were worried about a double-dip recession, and I think that has dissipated. The third quarter GDP number officially was up 2.5%. Inventory shrank a little bit, and without that, it would have been over 3%. And so I think we've dodged a bullet on slipping back into recession. So it's a very sluggish, weak economy, but it is growing. And I
isn't it interesting though, Bob, that we're sort of we have a tendency to whine about the economy, but that's only based on growth. We still got, when it's flat, it's still a $15 trillion economy. That's a lot of buying and selling, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you've got a job, it's a pretty healthy economy.
Right.
Unless you're...
But, you know, part of the employment situation, in my lifetime, I've never seen the employment scenario as multifaceted and complicated as it is right now. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, the other day somebody showed me a picture of the unemployment rate by education level, and I was kind of surprised that it's still true that if you're a college graduate, the unemployment rate is very low, and it gets higher. So the reason that surprises me is we think of the weak economy as being the cause of it, but it's certainly impacting people differently depending on their skills and education background.
Right. Well, when I think about, though, when I say multifaceted, and I'm talking about the structural and the cyclical. You know, we got some people that are out of work because their industry is off, like housing. And we got some people who are out of work because the economy, the marketplace, is looking for a different kind of worker than they're qualified to do. What do you think?
Well, that's increasingly been true, and it's a serious problem. You know, when I came along, I thought that everybody knew you should stay in school and you should get an education. And I'm amazed that people don't seem to realize that the dropout rates are so high.
America,
there's a second measure of unemployment that counts discouraged workers and people that are working part-time that'd rather be working full-time and so forth. And that measure is about 16% rather than 9.1%.
Right. I guess what I'm thinking, Bob, as I look across the landscape of all this and I take into consideration the cyclical and the structural, you know, we could have 6-7% unemployment as far as the eye can see. And another thing, Bob, when I talk to small business owners, the most recent survey that I did of small business owners face-to-face, me speaking to them, and I asked them what is the number one problem they had. They didn't say health care. They didn't say sales. They didn't say taxes. They said finding qualified people.
Yeah. And the longer people remain unemployed, the less qualified they become.
That's right. That's right. So... isn't that something that the candidates for president ought to be talking about?
Well, I guess so. But there are they're probably afraid that they'll be blaming the unemployed for their unemployment, and that's probably not good politics.
But they ought to be talking about what they're going to, what people, what. This is something that the government can do to help. This is an area that the government can do to help, and that's, you know, help do some things to get people retrained and get them redeployed. But so
well, look how long it took to pass three trade bills that had already been negotiated.
Oh yeah, that's politics. That's politics. Hey Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okay, Jim. Thank you.
Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. He's a great American. We don't want to do without him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.